Hello, everybody. George here. And I just had an interesting day. Spent the day, most of it at our church. We had our former pastors come back. I know that now our current leaders choose to be referred to as majors, but these guys, in spite of them being Salvation Army, did not mind being called pastors. They're husband and wife team. And he, as well as playing in the band, his name is Murray, he also, he was a pastor, plus he basically, led the band. And his son, Dean, played bass, and, they were transferred a while ago to Medicine Hat, probably, I would say a couple of years ago now, give or take. Couple of years, maybe 26 months, so a couple of years plus a couple extra months. Anyway, we get to see them every once in a while, so it's a great treat to have them come in, and particularly to have him have them come and play for our worship. It's just great. It was wonderful to see everybody. I truly enjoyed that, and I also enjoyed helping them set sound for rehearsal, and I got an extra treat today, too, I have to confess. Dean has, we're always talking back and forth about bass, because we both play bass, so we don't get talking nearly enough, because we don't seem to, he's extremely busy, and I'm busy with what I do, so we just don't seem to connect. So Dean and I got talking about bass amps. He has a wonderful bass amp. He's got this Ampeg amplifier. It's the SVT series. I'm not even sure what model number, but I think that's the 2005 edition, where they basically did everything really well in building this thing. It's the size of a fridge. Maybe not quite as deep, but it's absolutely huge. I think the cabinet weighs over 150 pounds. And the head, which is the amplifier part of it, the cabinet, by the way, is where speakers are, so that lives, that's on the ground underneath the head, and then you set the head on top of it. Now, the head is the amplifier, and it weighs about 90 pounds or so. This was a hugely expensive thing. He said he paid about $4,000 for everything, $4,000, not sure of the British conversion, sorry for those of you in the UK listening to this. I'm not able to provide a conversion, but lots of money. Great sounding amp, very much larger than life, and yet it's still very rich. It's not harsh in any way. It sounds absolutely great, but he wanted to hear how it sounded in the whole of the church itself, so he handed me the bass, and I got to play for a bit through this. And not only does he have a great amp, but he's got this great vintage Fender bass. It's a precision bass from, I think, 1978 or 79. I'm not positive which. But just to be able to hold and play something like that, he's got it tricked out a bit. He's changed up the strings, and he's had some work done to the pickup in there. But it's essentially the original bass. Very solid feel. Very nice to hold, very nice to play. I felt a bit rusty, but that's because I hardly ever practice anymore. I just sort of play when I'm needed, but I should really get to the practicing. Wonderful to see everybody. Another product that we got, and we got talking about a product too, like, this is an app, believe it or not, for the iPhone. Well, first of all, it's a piece of equipment called iRig, which enables you to plug your bass or electric guitar into the iPhone, and I guess play it through your headphones or through a PA system, whichever you choose. Not sure how all that works, but it's what I'm investigating. And this goes along with an app called Amplitube. I guess spelt the same way as amplitude, except that you would exchange the D for a B. And I guess it has a lot of settings on it where you can try to duplicate the sounds of various amplifiers. And the two bass amps provided, oddly enough, are the 59 Bassman, which is what I have a replica of, and his Ampeg amp, which is, well, that's what he has. So this is intriguing. I'm wanting to know if they sound at all close, so I may investigate this further, but what I first have to discover, I'm going to try to download the free version and see if I can even move around it with VoiceOver active. And then maybe I'll update you later with that if I can manage to get it working. Anyway, in a nutshell, I guess that's my day. We had a great time with the worship, although there were some extra festivities, and I would have loved to have stayed around and chatted to everybody, but so did a whole bunch of other people, and these guys had to get home. They live quite a ways away. I would say it's, oh my goodness, I don't know how long a drive it is, a few hours anyway, so they had to get home tonight, and everybody packed up rather quickly and left, but it was fun while it lasted. Anyway, enough of that. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you later. Bye for now.